CIUT. This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service, Channel 826, and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Do you ever make up a dance and stomp your feet or punch an old pillow? Or do you have a loud song that you can sing when you're angry? Here's some loud music which just sounds like it's saying, I'm angry. I'm very, very angry.
Good evening and welcome to Equalizing the Story, CIUT's weekly hardcore punk show. Sorry about the false start there. We just, for some reason, the mixer doesn't seem to be working like most weeks. And anyway, we just wanted to apologize for the silence.
Yes.
We're going to try and get some stuff rolling here.
Very soon.
So that we can get some music. Ed, why don't you just cue up your set?
It's on my iPhone. I need a mixer too.
You do too.
Plenty of stuff coming up.
Yes, lots of stuff in store if we can get things working here.
Yeah.
Mostly we brought vinyl, so we're in real...
I brought almost all vinyl, except for, like, two CDs.
We're in real trouble if this doesn't work. Anyway, we will have some other things in store for you tonight, like show listings and whatnot. If we get things working, there's lots of music in store.
Yes.
Mostly on vinyl.
Yeah, what did you bring, Steve?
Well, I brought a tribute to Will Monroe that I was trying to start off with at the beginning. I also brought the new Vacant State record, which I was going to try and start the show off with. And I also had some stuff, some noisy things, like The Endless Blockade and The Bastard Noise will be playing very soon. And Kai Klupi and Sukuputu from Finland, who played a couple of weeks back.
Yes.
Got the new Sons of Ishmael. Recording the Hayseed Hardcore. I was going to play track that wasn't on the original, so a song that would be unique to the release.
Does it have a bonus track?
A few, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
And I've gotten in a bunch of Polish releases, so I built a set around some Polish releases that are mostly reissues. And some interesting things in there. Some things that kind of maybe break the mold a bit.
Cool.
I was hoping to get to talk to you guys about a demo feature for tonight. I don't know if we have one or not, but we'll find out.
I do not have one.
Anyway, what stuff did you bring in?
I've got three sets, and one of them is, well, let's see. I'm thinking about North by Northeast, which is coming up shortly in a couple of weeks. If you're in Toronto, there's actually some pretty good bands are going to be coming. So I've got a sort of North by Northeast inspired set with what is in it? The Zeros, who are coming. X and what was the other thing in that set? Zeros, X, and Mudhoney, and then a couple other things. I have sort of an older set, actually no, included in that set I've got a couple of older things. I'm going to play something from The Ugly, because I was reading that, proofreading that interview, which is going to be in the next issue of the zine. And they've got a pretty crazy story. So, the whole issue is dedicated to this interview that Steve did, or actually Greg Dick did a couple years ago. And it's really cool. And so, I'm going to play something from now live from Toronto, the last Pogo record. Other than that, I've got a couple of new things, newish things, including some stuff, a couple things from Hozak Records, and I've got the White Wire single that came out recently on Ugly Pop Records. Pogo Till I Puke Tonight, and Don't Call Me When You're Ill, and that's Simon put this out. And I went to see the White Wires last night at Parts and Labor, which is the new bar out in Parkdale. And it's a good space. They're having shows in the basement, and I guess it's like a kind of a bar-ish club type of deal upstairs. I didn't see the club part of it, but the show part in the basement was pretty cool, and the White Wires from Ottawa were pretty awesome. So if you saw that show last night, you know what I'm talking about. And if not, you should check out the White Wires the next time they're in town. I think they play here sort of relatively often. So yeah, that's the other set, and then I've got a hardcore set, some older stuff, including I'm going to play something from It Came from the Pit, and I've got a Infest record and the Offenders, and I don't know, maybe some. Wow, that was really loud. AOD, and we're still trying to work out our issue with the mixer, because it's still not working, but hopefully I will get to that set, because there's a lot of vinyl that I brought, and Steve has obviously brought a lot of vinyl. Ed has an iPod set, I believe, or CDs, but so we're going to have at least some kind of music happening soon. And, like Steve said, show listings, there's a whole lot of shows coming up this summer, and it's gonna be a good summer. So, yeah. Anything else that you've got?
Yeah, I wanted to start off with a tribute to Will Monroe, because Will passed away on May 21st, which was a couple of weeks ago, and we just haven't had a chance to say our piece on Will.
Right.
There's a lot. Will meant a lot of things to a lot of people, and people have been trying to label him, label all the good things that Will did, or come up with all the good things that Will did. To me, he was one of my friend's scrawny little brother who had an inexhaustible amount of energy. He used a lot of that energy to do a lot of things with. The first time I met Will was at a punk house that he co-lived in up in Yarmouth. Yarmouth was a house near DuPont and Ossington. That Alan O'Connor, Dave Monroe, and Will Monroe lived in, along with a few others. Yarmouth was a bit of a lifeline for the Toronto scene in the early 90s. This is at a time when there was no clubs booking punk bands at shows, so the only way that punk actually did exist was through the basement shows of people's houses.
Cool.
So Dave, Alan, and Will started booking shows in their basement. I remember seeing Render Useless there, a band from Victoria, B.C.,
mm-hmm.
Play with the Republic of Freedom Fighters.
Slow to Burn Records.
There was a bunch of other shows that would take place there. Eventually, these guys would organize the New Year's Eve Fest, which was the first of its kind here, and would go on to define Hardcore Fest in years to come, things like the Columbus Fest and whatnot. Will went to art school after that, starting to do some things, and he came up with, one summer, him and Alan went on a road trip. Alan was doing some research on how to start a punk autonomous space here in Toronto. And Will was working on this underwear art concept, and he was talking to the punk guys about and still like borrowing their underwear and coming up with these concepts for this art piece that he became very well known for.
And it was controversial, too, wasn't it?
It was very controversial. I remember Michael Corrin going on CFRB and berating him, and also, I think, in some column in Sun, in the Toronto Sun, he would take
pot shots
at him. But Will actually was able to put together this art piece and display it in the front window of the first Suzema when it first opened up. Then Will started doing these queer rock and roll parties that started to get renowned. I would hear people in Chicago, San Francisco, New York talking about these parties. The parties became were known as Vaseline. He brought into town Jane County, Limp Wrist, Vaginal Cream Davis, Cherry Curry, the Toilet Boys, Carol Pope, and countless others. Bands that didn't get to play would be there for parties. Bands like Pansy Division would be in the audience. Clearly, bands that could play, but it was just too big of a deal.
Right.
Later, Will would team up with Lynn McNeil to open the Beaver on Queen Street. He volunteered at the LGBT crisis line. He DJ'd on our show one night, and so I tried to put together a set of material, some of which we will get to play from CD here.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll get to play the rest on vinyl. Will passed away at the age of 35 on May 21st, 2010, due to complications related to brain cancer. The last time I saw Will was at the Youth reunion show, where he came up to me and gave me a big hug. And I asked him how he was doing, and he said, not well. It didn't bode well. I was very upset at that point. Will, you're going to be missed, and I'm sorry that your time has expired. We miss you dearly. And we're going to start off with... I wanted to start off with some other stuff here, but we're going to start off with the Big Boys, and we're going to hear some tracks off this. We're going to start off with a song called Assault. This is to you, Will. I'm walking down the street and everywhere I go, fools are all killing, they won't leave me alone. They think you got a right to scream and yell at me. You never realize that what you do is wrong. Assault, 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 assault.
Like I got hit with a bullet or something. passion is ever ready to seduce us with sensual delights.
Bye.
we started off that set with the Big Boys, and we heard a song called Assault. Then we heard the Dicks with Off Duty Sailor Go. We're next with two tracks we heard at ABC No Rio, and I played that partially because I guess the original excursion that Will and Alan took was to try and find, I guess, autonomous punk zones, and ABC No Rio was one of them. The other song that we heard was called A Day to Fight For, which is a song about gay liberation, and that was by Go, collected on a collection called Existence Musings on the Need to Be. After that, we heard Behead the Prophet, No Lord Shall Live. This is a band that Will and I both enjoyed. We talked about them a lot, and he played them on the show when he was in the song. We heard two songs by them, Lude, 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 and He's the King of Everything, taken off the self-titled LP that came out on Outpunk Records. The band that they came from was a band called McKilty O'Fairies, and they had a track off the Outpunk Dance Party, so we played that song, which was Queer Enough for You, and that's the song that starts off with the scratching record going across the vinyl.
Unlike the other scratching, that was Ed's fault.
Well, we'll talk about that in a minute.
Screeching Weasel. Yeah, but at least I got the record players to work again.
Yeah, that's true.
I know.
Screeching Weasel were next with I Want to Be a Homosexual off the Pervo Devo EP, and we finished up with The Runaways' Cherry Bomb. Cherry Curry was one of the people that Will was brought here for Vaseline. So
and that... Screeching Weasel song features Bruce LaBruce
on the
from
cover.
Toronto. Yeah,
He's
the guy in there who's talking at the beginning of the song.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And it makes sense because they also did a movie together when Ben Weasel and Dave Dichter from MDC and Bruce LaBruce shot this film there.
Cool.
In a shower stall of his own. Anyway, more punk rock history. Interesting.
Yes.
Anyway, thanks for getting that all working, Ed. And,
yes.
Yeah, no problem.
Ed MacGyver.
Yeah.
Just took a little bit of jerry-rigging and whatnot.
I just wanted to say that was a tribute to Will Monroe for those just tuning in.
Yeah.
All right, Ed. You got an interesting set, I think. Are you going to start off with the... Well, you were telling me about one of your sets.
I got two sets, and both sets are with the same theme of bands with the same name or similar names. And to start off this set, here is the Dillinger Four telling us all to mosh for Jesus.
A vague expression and a silent motive to take this shit all by the fucking throat and then it's on our hands. And that's how a new world began. A perfect day with quiet indignation and not a doubt to start the conflagration till we bust our minds. We'll make a jungle noise. We'll be right back.
innocent and guilty, behind bars, lock them together, madness and confusion, of this kind could last forever. The minister of execution calls for a retribution, calls for the justice of God. Crowds of disciples running wild, under control, while desperate people hide inside, wait to explode. Another week, another year, who knows who'll feel the fear, who'll feel the justice of God.
What is the definition of society?
Scram. Don't
What society?
Get lost.
What definition?
I hate you. Fuck off, you creep.
Does society reproduce
Get
other
your
bourgeois
fucking
models?
Hands off me. Don't touch me.
Does
you
a repressive
bastard.
Society reproduce
Son of a bitch.
Repressive social models?
Fuck yourself.
What is repression?
Get away, you brick.
What is the language
Sweaty
of each society?
Balls. I can't stand
What is the behavior of each society?
Stick it up your fucking ass.
Does the questioning
Blur.
Of the bourgeois social model create,
out.
Perhaps,
Go
a new social
soap.
Model?
Slimy pants.
Who is questioning?
You make me sick.
Who is determining the social
You're
parameters?
A turd. Don't make me puke.
Does self-management produce a social model of continuous change?
Sewer. You're the scum of
How
the
can
earth.
Ideology change
Lousy
social practice?
Stinking ass.
What is change?
Vomit.
What is social practice?
Shove your money, your fucking money down your
What body. Are the tools to change Shut such
up.
A practice?
Shut up. Don't
What are the tools?
Dare say a word.
Is it rather a change in consciousness?
Me. Shake your shit out of here.
Consciousness? Is such
what
a consciousness
want?
An individual viewpoint?
Dipshit.
What is the definition Snoid. Of society?
You dumb
What's society?
Suck. You suck the
What
bag.
Definition?
Oh, I think I'll throw up.
Who is questioning?
You're disgusting.
What is the language
oh, yeah.
of each society?
Ugh,
what
you
language?
Dipshit. Go twist your balls elsewhere.
So that was the first of two sets with bands that have the same name or similar names. It started off with the Dillinger Four with the song Mosh for Jesus from their record Midwestern Songs of the Americas off Hopeless Records. And then we got to a band with a similar name called the D4. Strangely enough, I had a Dillinger Four shirt that said D4, so everybody thought it was a D4 shirt, but it was actually a Dillinger Four shirt. And I had the quote from The Simpsons, "Music is none of your business," written underneath. And it was a ripoff of a Uniform Choice t-shirt.
But there was an interesting story about this D4 band, this other D4 band that you played.
What is it?
Well, you were saying that they're...
I was just saying that they came out at the exact same time as Dillinger 4 was getting huge around like 1999, like 2000.
Aren't they from New Zealand?
They're from New Zealand,
That's
yeah.
what I meant.
Yeah. And
it's unusual that we hear bands from New Zealand.
That's fair. So, and it's unusual that we hear bands from Minnesota, too. Or Minneapolis.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But, you know, New Zealand is a little bit more
Well, in the early part of the 2000s, there was an upswing of actually punk rock bands from New Zealand too. There was that other band, The Living End.
I disagree, but when was the last time you played a new band from New Zealand on the show?
That's very true. I think this is the first. Yeah. Is it? No.
This is your first.
My first time playing a band from New Zealand.
I think The Living End is from Australia.
I thought they were from New Zealand.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's all the same to me down there. Wow. Yeah.
I just thought it was not if you're from New Zealand. Anyway, I don't want.
Well, I'm not from New Zealand.
Let's not belabor this point.
It's just like how people in Europe like to call Canadians the good Americans.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the New Zealanders are the good Australians.
Maybe.
All right, we're gonna get some hate mail now.
They're not that close.
No, they're close enough.
Oh, they hate each other.
Okay. Well, then I'm gonna get some hate mail.
Have you ever watched Flight of the
Conchords? Not yet. No.
Yeah, you should.
I hear it's a good show.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Awesome. After that, though, we had the obvious comparison with the Subhumans and the Subhumans. We listened to the song Firing Squad from Canada's Subhumans off the release Death Was Too Kind from Alternative Tentacles, which was a compilation of stuff, Steve?
It was. There's a bunch of singles, yeah.
Cool. And then we listened to the Subhumans. I guess, to me, I think it's their most famous song, Reality is Waiting for the Bus. Or maybe I'm thinking of the SNFU song, which I think is Reality is a Ride on a Bus. So I could be mixing things up here in my head. That came off the record From the Cradle to the Grave from Blurg Records. Then we listened to Toronto's The Curse from the 1970s, the song Something You Can't Tell Your Mother off of another compilation CD of materials that came out in 1997 called Teenage Meat from Other People's Music. And then we listened to a little bit of spoken word off that. It was a track called Raw. I just wanted to play its interlude between the two different styles.
Oh,
and then we listened
to... Do you know what that Raw is? That's
no.
Two members from the Diodes and Mickey Skin from The Curse. And they recorded that song at the Crash and Burn.
But is it really a song? It just sounds to me like a newscaster.
It's art poetry.
Okay, so it's poetry. Okay.
It's like an art piece. And actually that got released in one of, I think in an issue of Shades magazine or something. It got released in a fanzine here. It's very obscure. It's only been released on that in addition.
In addition to the
original release.
Yeah, in addition to the Teenage Meat
Jenna
release.
Has a copy of it, and she brought it in and played it once.
And she also says hi, by the way.
Oh.
So Jenna, hi Steve, from Jenna.
But
I saw her on the streetcar the other day.
Because Siak was like they had recording equipment. They borrowed their recording equipment to make a recording.
Okay.
So it's members of the Diodes and the Curse
mixed together. So it ties us into last week's
show. They were called Raw.
Show.
The one side was called War, and the other side was called Raw, and that was the Raw side.
Cool.
That you played, yeah.
Which is kind of cool because Raw backwards, like dog and God.
Yeah.
God and dog. Yeah. Raw. War. Yeah. Raw. So awesome. Raw from Hamilton should have used a W instead of an H, maybe. So then they could have just started a band after called War.
Anyway, it's an interesting play on the same names.
Yeah.
War.
That's another play there. So then we listened to the most recent Cursed.
Yep.
From Toronto as well, with the song Promised Land / Polygraph, and it came off the, I guess, a recent EP that came out called Last Session off of High Anxiety Records.
And that was recorded at the BBC.
And that's the story behind that one.
Yeah.
So what do you got for us now, Rob or Boar?
Boar.
Yeah. My name is Ed. Steve or Epitz. Epitz.
Yes. You know that Jesus backwards sounds like sausage?
It does, yeah.
Yes, that's a group on Facebook that somebody...
No wonder apparently Jesus hates gay people.
Ah,
so, because of sausages. Apparently.
Yes. So yeah, I've got a set... Because
they like their sausages. So, but personally, I think if he existed, Jesus would love everybody.
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably. So yeah, anyway.
I don't believe in fiction, so let's get on with
fiction.
It. Let's get into music.
Some music coming up. Sort of a couple new things, a couple older things, and starting off with the White Wires, who were in town last night. And the song is called Don't Call Me When You're Ill.
I'm gonna make you dead and walk away. out to my place. I said, baby, come on. Then you'll do what I say. I'll say, baby, come on. Run you in and take you down. I said, baby, come on. Take you down to my way. I said, baby, come on. I said, baby, come on. I'm gonna do you like. Yeah, baby, come on. I'm gonna do you care. Baby, come on. I'm gonna do you like. Yeah, baby, come on. I'm gonna do you care.
That set
started. You're listening to Equalizing the Stored, not Dimension 13.
Sorry? What?
And what do we hear next?
Oh, wait. Can you?
No.
There you go. Yes, Equalizing the Stored. It's just after 11 o'clock, and we've got about an hour left. That set started off with the White Wires from Ottawa with a song called Don't Call Me When You're Ill. And after that, it was the Limananas with a song called. Yeah, don't you dare. Limananas with a song called I'm Dead. And after that it was Brian Jonestown Massacre. And that song's called Oh Lord. And that's from the Take It From the Man LP. And they were actually in town this week and I went to see them. And it was a really good show. After that, it was the Shut Ups with a song called Baby Come On. And that's from a record that came out on Junk Records. Kind of a New Bomb Turks inspired type of band from around 2000. And the last song on that set was one that Steve just couldn't get over because he thought it was so awesome, was a song by Smith Westerns. And it is called Tonight, and that's from their self-titled LP, which came out on Hozak in 2009. So now it's time for Ready Eddie with the show listings. He's going to fill you in on what's coming up.
Okay, so Saturday, June 5th at Parts and Labor, we have the Golden Triangle from New York City, who are ex-Angry Angels and the Lids, with White Wires, Useless Eaters, and Zebra's Ears. Saturday, June 5th. That was last night? I'm retired right now. I do not know what day of the week it is or what day of the month it is. All right, so we'll scroll down. Tuesday, June 8th at 751 Queen Street West, we have the City Sweethearts Drink and Destroy Tour Send-Off. Friday, June 11th at Parts and Labor, we have the Good Night Loving from Milwaukee. Saturday, June 12th at Siesta Nouveau, we have Creeper, Mouse, Mighty Adam, and Raymond Gree. Sunday, June 13th at Beit Zatoun, 612 Markham Street, we have Le Maladresse, I Accept Defeat, and Secret Trial 5. Monday, June 14th, at the Wrong Bar, we have Strike Anywhere, Bane, Low Talker, and Touche Amour. Thursday, June 17th, at the National Film Board, at 3 p.m., we have a screening of Circa 1977, The Diodes. Thursday, June 12th, at the Opera House, we have The Misfits. Thursday, June 17th at the Opera House, we have The Misfits. Thursday, June 17th at the Great Hall, we have The OCs and Demon Claws. Friday, June 18th at Parts and Labor, we have Inepsy, Diamonds, Molested Youth, and Fog of Leprosy. Saturday, June 19th at Dundas Square, from noon until 11 p.m., we have a free show with Iggy Pop and the Stooges, The Ravenettes, Waves, Surfer Blood, Day, Day, Month, Month, Year, 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 The Soft Pack, Mini Mansions, Destat, Queen Kwong, and Burning Boys. Saturday, June 26th, at Parts and Labor, we have the Nymphettes, Sonic Avenues, Steve Adamick Band, and First Base. Saturday, July 3rd, at the Garrison, we have Uncle Monk, The Treasures, The Staggerlies, and Cactus. Saturday, July 3rd, at Parts and Labor, we have Bastard Noise, The Endless Blockade, The Rita, Abyss, and Reality Terror. Saturday, July 10th, at Parts and Labor, we have Tyvek and SoCal. Monday, July 12th, at Parts and Labor, we have Coliseum, Burning Love, and Purity Control. Thursday, July 15th, at the Wrong Bar, we have GBH. Friday, July 16th, that's at the Mod Club now?
Yeah.
So Thursday, July 15th, at the Mod Club, we have GBH. Friday, July 16th, at Parts and Labor, we have the Grown-Ups from Calgary. Friday, July 16th, at the Lee's Palace, we have the Gories, Detroit Garage Legends with Mitch and the Dirt Bombs. Saturday, July 17th, at the Garrison, we have the Ugly, Diamonds, Delinquents, and City Sweethearts. Saturday, July 27th at Mitzi's Sister, we have The Action, KBD Band from Ottawa. Saturday, July 31st at Parts and Labor, we have The Red Dawns from Portland. Sunday, August 1st at Best KBD Band? Is that what you said? What? Okay. Sunday, August 1st at the Hard Luck Bar, we have Inquisition and Jiwaba. Jiwaba, G-Y-I-B-A-A-W, Jiwaba. Thursday, August 12th, at Silver Dollar, we have the Phil Collins Beat, Mother's Children, and the Walnut Kids. And then one more show I didn't quite throw in there. Wednesday, June 23rd, at the Poor Alex Theater, we have Terror, Gravemaker, Foundation, Naysayer, and Fortune Teller. And now over to Stephen Perry.
Do you ever watch? Do you ever listen to Go on CBC Saturday mornings?
Yeah.
This week's episode was an episode on crooners, which made me think maybe you listened to it, which is why you were imitating a lounge singer. Yeah. Anyway, if there's
you've
a show
listing. Calling.
If there's a show listing that you know about that wasn't on the list, please forward it on to us at equalizingextrastore@caut.fm. Now, I'm going to get back into some music, starting off with some bands that are coming up in the next little while and some bands that played recently. This is The Endless Blockade off their latest split. The song is called Deuteronomy.
Yeah. of the bandit!
Yeah.
All right, we started off with that was a slightly power violence oriented set, but also related to some shows coming up and some shows that have happened in the past. So we started off with The Endless Blockade, and we heard their latest epic, the song called Deuteronomy, which is their side of the split they do with The Bastard Noise, which is the band that we finished with. They together have released a new 12-inch called The Red List. And both bands will be playing on July 3rd at Parts and Labor. So if you dug that...
At Parts and Labor.
If you dug that, you should go down and check it out. After that, we heard a new band from Ottawa called Plague Rats Throughout History. And we heard a song off...
That's a great name.
Off of their single called Comorbid. The song we heard was Panic Action Aristocracy. And it's released on a... Primitive Air Raid, which is a label out of Winnipeg. The band features members, former members of Take One for the Team, Trioxin 245, and Harsh Supplement, Dirty Nuns, and a few others. Bands from Ottawa. So that's awesome to see. After that, we heard Kaiklupian Sukuputu from Finland, and we heard the song called Vesi, which is translates to mean water. The 12-inch is called Dikana Valek Koim Sane, and that also comes off the Primitive Air Raid label out of Winnipeg. And we finished up with The Bastard Noise, and we heard the track called Manphibian. And I guess for fans of Man is the Bastard, there's a lot of influence there. Also for fans of Pissed Happy Children, both bands are former members of... They were former members of those bands that are now formed Bastard Noise. So it's a sort of, there's some big time power violence lineage that goes into the makeup of that band. Anyway, this Red List 12-inch is set on Deep Six, and it's got four tracks by the Bastard Noise. And some of it I really like. I wasn't really a big fan of Man is the Bastard. But I dig this because it's a combination of the two.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that said, go see them July 3rd if you dug it. Ed.
Continuing with my theme tonight of bands with the same name or names that are similar, here's this band called Powerhouse from Oakland, California, suffering from a case of vertigo.
This is CIUT 89.5 FM, the University of Toronto Community Radio Station. Available across Canada on Star Choice National Satellite Service Channel 826 and broadcasting worldwide at www.ciut.fm.
Okay, so that was my second set of bands with the same name or names that sound similar. This one is all bands with the same name, none of them actually being slightly similar, all of them having the exact same name. It started off with Oakland's Powerhouse with the song Fear of Falling from the record No Regrets, which came out from Blackout Records. And then we listened to Miami's Powerhouse, which were a little bit earlier in the late 80s and early 90s, with the song Growing Stronger off of their demo. Then we heard, I guess, a little self-serving music with the band In Time, who I am the singer of.
Your autograph.
You want me to sign your tits?
Yes.
Yeah? Well, flip Please. Your shirt up later and I'll sign them. We listened to the song Keep It Together. It's coming off of the our new record called Daily Commute, which should be coming out probably closer to the end of the summer. Then we listened to Nashville's In Time, who started last year. And you can download or check out that song at myspace.com/intimehardcore. We listened to the song Working Poor from Nashville's In Time. Then we had True Colors with the song Bad Change. This True Colors was from Albany, New York, and from the 1980s, and that came off of a Don Fury session, which I don't think is released, but you can dig it up at blogandquartered.blogspot.com. Then we listened to Belgium's True Colors with the song Why Do Things Come to an End? And why did my set of bands with the same name have to come to an end, which I thought it was fitting.
Why?
Why? And that came off the record Rush of Hope from Powered Records. Let's plow out some more music from you, Rob. What are we going to listen to next?
I've got a few things that are going to be at North by Northeast. And, yeah, the set's going to start off with a song by The Ugly. And although they're not at North by Northeast, they are going to be playing this summer. And the song is from The Last Bogo.
Now I want to introduce, and let me quote Frankie, the best new high-energy band in Canada, The Ugly! You used to love me, said I was your heart's desire. But you're like a city lady trying to drown my love away. The man I hung pushed out, baby, told me that the light is about to save another day. Gonna drive me out of my mind. From my home when I was nothing but a child. Oh, and you made all kinds of promises, you always slide a diamond. Well, I'm pushing out, baby. Don't make out the light of the last scene of the day. Gonna drive me out of my mind. Oh, I knew it's the hatter. Who's the hatcher? Just a letter. Don't believe it. Don't the hatter. Just the one you and everybody got the yo.
I told you, Charlie Aver and I should make me die now.
That set started off with The Ugly with All Because of You from the Last Pogo record. After that, it was The Pagans with a song called Not Now, No Way, which came out on Treehouse Records. And it's a reissue of their stuff called Buried Alive. And that's also the name of the night, DJ night, that I do with Simon tomorrow night at Disgraceland. So be there at 10 o'clock till 2 a.m. Shameless self. Ed did it, so I'm doing it. And yeah, Steve, you've got to get some kind of thing that you can attach your name to and sign autographs. And yeah, after that, it was the Zeros with Right Now, and that's from a compilation on Bomp Records called Straight Outta Burbank. And the Zeros are going to be playing at North by North.